welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and really excited to be with you here today as we are in the second week of our Now Playing series, looking at what was one of my favorite movies from last year, Twisters. I don't know about you, but the original in 1996 was, I loved that movie. And so I was excited when I heard that they were making a sequel to this. I'm one of those crazy people that when there's severe weather or hint of a tornado, man, I am going outside, I'm checking things out, I'm looking at it. I'm just weird when it comes to those kinds of things, which probably means I haven't been around many tornadoes. And so, because otherwise you'd be hiding out in your safe spot. But anyways, it's a man, just a powerful movie with that's can be pretty intense at times. But just thinking about this story and this film, there are a lot of ways that I was thinking about talking about it, but where I landed on really focusing on this, what's kind of brought up in the story, in the film, is this gift that Kate has. You know, she's the one who seems to lose everything, but yet she's got this natural instinct, if you would, this gift of being able to just sense and to feel kind of where storms are going and what they're up to and what's going to happen, and really kind of to using that gift. And because of her gift and her passion and her love for weather and tornadoes and that kind of stuff, it ended up costing her. And so now she's afraid. She's fearful to really leverage and use her gifts in the way that she knows that she can. And she's letting that kind of take from her, really, I think, from experiencing all the joy that can come from actually helping people by using her gift. And that's really what her friend is trying to really encourage her to do in that sense. And so as I thought about really talking about that and teaching on that, really what came to mind for me was what Paul says to his young disciple, Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1, where he is kind of laying out for him kind of his, 2 Timothy was likely, it was Paul's last letter that he wrote. And so lots of kind of final words and encouragements. And so he writes this to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1. He says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And so in looking at that, one of the things that I talked about was this idea that what God put in you, he wants to work through you. You hear that, right? What God put in you, that God put gifts in each and every one of us. And I believe the reason God put those gifts in you and me is because he wants to work through us. He wants to work through us to make a difference in his kingdom, to make a difference in this world. And so he wants to work through us, you and me, with our gifts. And Kate in the movie, she's got a gift. And if she uses that gift, she can help people, help caution and protect people from the dangers of these storms. Really something that she's passionate about is helping others with her gift. And I think with God's gift in you and me, we can do something even better than that. We can not just help people here on earth, but we can help them eternally. And so Paul tells Timothy, one, that he needs to grow his gift, right? He tells him that he wants him to fan into flame the gift of God. And I love this imagery, right? And this, think of this setting, right? This isn't where you can just go and flip a switch and light comes on. This isn't where you can just go grab your lighter and you know, rub it together and poof, pop, fire comes up with the fuel that's in there. No, I mean, this is their imagery of like a bonfire, laying kindling and wood down. And this idea that if you just let a fire sit, it's going to die, right? It's not going to keep going. Now, growing up in Kentucky, we had 3 wood-burning stoves growing up. And so we regularly, in the wintertime and other places, we would go in and throw wood in there. I remember chopping wood in the summer and fall time so that we could feed the fires, right, throughout winter. And really, what you see from that is the more you feed the fire, the more it continues to burn and to grow. And that's what Paul is telling Timothy. He's like, hey, fan into flame, like cultivate, grow your gifts. One of those is knowing your gifts, knowing what you're good at, and to put yourself in experiences and places that stretch your gifts, that challenge your gifts, that really help you to grow those gifts. And the way that we grow them is by exercising them. If you've ever spent any time in a gym, the way that we get stronger is by exercising. It's by putting those muscles to work, by pushing them. And that's how our gifts grow. We put them in environments where they are stretched and where they can be challenged so that they will grow and we will grow. And here's what happens as we do that, right? The people around us get better. right? That God uses the gifts he put in you, whether it's gifts of teaching or kindness or service or leadership or generosity or administration or whatever the gifts may be, right? When you use and leverage your gifts, the people around you grow. They're better. They might even flourish. And so fan into flame the gifts God has given you. And so I just want to ask you, like, do you know the gifts God's put in you? Do you know your sweet spot? Do you know the contributions that you have to make? Because when you do, you know your gifts. The next thing he tells us, Timothy, is he says, guard your gifts. And he says in verse 7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear. And listen, if there's anything that's going to rob you and I of our gifts, it's fear. Fear. It's we're afraid that we're not good enough. It's afraid that that we doubt our gifts. It's afraid that our gifts are going to, we're going to mess up. And listen, our enemy would love to do nothing more than to let fear run your life. That fear to drive your life. And what Paul is trying to remind Timothy is the spirit God put in you, his Holy Spirit, it's not a fearful spirit. It's not afraid of what God can do in and through you. Fear is a liar. It lies to you. It tries to convince you of things that God's not going to do this. God's not going to come through with you. God's not leading you in this way. God's not going to hold you up. God's not going to make that possible. God can't. It's going to lie to you and me. And so we've got to guard it. We've got to protect it. We've got to know that our gifts leverage for God's kingdom make a tremendous impact. And so maybe there's a lie you're believing. And then lastly, the thing that Paul reminds him of, he says, God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but here's what he did do. He gave you a spirit of power, love, and self-control. That really God's spirit is meant to guide your and my gifts. That we let the Holy Spirit use our gifts that God has given us, right, to do everything that God has called us to do. You see, you and I, we have everything that we need to do everything God has called us to do. See, God doesn't call you to something and then doesn't give you the tools to do it. He doesn't give you the skills or the power or the gifts to do those kinds of things. God equips and empowers those whom he's called. And here's what we get to do, friends, is we get to fight our fear with faith, trusting in what God has done in and through you and me. And so just this reminder, what God put in you, he wants to work through you. And I think that's one of the things that we see in this film is that when we leverage our gifts, the gifts that we have to want to help people, to want to benefit others, to want to serve the Lord, there's great joy and that there's great impact that happens from that. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, and I'm going to guess this is true for you too, is you want to leverage your life to make as great of an impact as you can. In your family and in your friends and at work or in your neighborhood or in your school, that you want your one life to make as big of an impact as you can. And one of the ways that we get to do that is by leveraging the gifts God's put in us so that we can make an impact not only for God's kingdom, right, but for our time here on earth to make those around us better. So let me just pray. I want to pray for you and me that God would continue to make us aware of the ways that he's wired us, the gifts that we have, and the ways that you can lean into those gifts and to leverage those to make as much of an impact as you and I can. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your spirit who cultivates these gifts, God, these desires, these passions, these skills that you place in every single one of us, God, that you tell us in your word, right in Ephesians, God, that you give us these kinds of gifts so that the body of Christ would be built up, so that there'd be maturity and that we would attain unity because we are using our gifts collectively together, Lord, to serve each other, to serve those around us. And so thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for putting these unique gifts. Thank you for the person listening. They have a meaningful contribution to make in this world. Whether they know it or not, God, would you remind them that they have a meaningful contribution to make, that their gifts that they have are important. They matter. And so, God, would you help give them clarity on what those are if they're struggling with that, God? Whether it's taking a spiritual gifts assessment, whether it's taking some personality assessment, whether it's taking some things that could help draw out some of their unique strengths that they have so they could leverage those, Lord, to use them to make an impact in this world and an impact for your kingdom. So, God, thank you so much for working in and through your people, God, to accomplish your purposes. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few minutes? Why don't you pray for yourself and for your gifts and ask God to use you to make an impact?